This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So as I feel like you have a responsibility in a sense to carry the blueprint, carry the torch for the family name. How important is the team? Because we remember Kavi, obviously we got Howie here. How is it important when you and leaning on them when you're trying to create decisions about the business side, right? Or are they integral in it? Are you integral in their endeavors as well?
Yeah, I think for us, you know, it's the hustle way. Anytime Hustle went out and put something down, he always reached back, involved me, reached back, involved Fats, reached back, definitely involved, you know, the whole All Money In team, Kobe, Pac, Hoggy, Stone, and I think they all, the whole team, hustlers. Anyway, since I was younger, you know what I'm saying, when we was trying to get money, the whole team, Kobe, been having money, spots, you know what I'm saying, we always look up to Kobe as a grinder, and so he always had his shit going. Pac always was a young nigga grinding, and I think, number one, that's why the synergies with Nip. Hoggy, same thing. Hoggy was a young nigga in a whip. I think he wasn't even supposed to be driving. You know what I'm saying?
That doesn't surprise me.
You know what I'm saying? So the whole team is hustlers, and I think we all took, you know, advice and inspiration, you know, from Hustle. And vice versa, he came and his team was strong. And so, you know, anything that we can do to help, always, you know, they got their own clothing brands, they got their own, you know, studios, their own movements, websites, and they shit booming. And, you know, once we get this open, you know, my goal is obviously collabs or anything we can do to help, you know, the individual brands we here to do, you know, as Hustle always do and always will do, you know, we're gonna continue.
So what's the corporate structure here? Because I know a lot of people don't see what goes on behind the scenes, but we met JP, and I'm sure there's other people that's involved. Yeah. You want to talk about that, like the different people and their responsibilities?
Yeah, 100%. The as far as the Marathon team, the whole All Money In team and the whole team is highly involved, and they tap in. But as far as like the everyday Marathon team, that's JP, that's Adam, myself, and you know, as far as like designing the 7 days a week, trying to figure out sourcing online, financing, just that's the team that's just every day putting in everything for this brand, as far as like trying to get it open and get it to the next level. So, you know, since day one, you know, when you know, Fats is no longer here, but his family is a part owner in the Marathon Clothing and the Marathon as a brand with us. So every step of the way, you know, we got to make sure that they coming with us. And, you know, when we open this store, their kids and their family know too, this is y'all, this is part owned by y'all too. And this is something that your father, you know, struggled for and sacrificed for. So not to be long-winded, but when you talk about the Marathon team, as far as the ownership, this Nip, Fats, JP, Adam, and myself.
Mm. Talk about the Marathon. There's different branches, right? The Marathon OG, the cannabis side,
yeah.
The clothing side. What encompasses the whole situation?
I think the brand that, you know, Hustle created the brand. I think I talked about it before. The Marathon mixtape was the first time when I heard it. And, you know, I'm fresh out. Hustle is killing them in the streets. Bullets ain't got no names. You know, I think volume one and two, I'm first hearing it. I'm like, oh, nigga, we on everywhere we go. You know, I'm high energy. I'm like, bro, it's a wrap. We got it. And we put out volume three. And as Nip is working on the next project, he's like, this next one I'm going to call The Marathon. And so I'm like, what? Nah. What are you, man? We gonna run Bullets Ain't Got No Names to volume 10. Like, don't, like, what you talking about? We on right? He like, nah, bro, trust me. And him and JP had been tapping in a lot and reading books on branding. And, you know, JP was taking photos, black and white photos, and he was really, you know, creating logos. And so he laid the vision out, you know, to us. And that created the Marathon brand. And I didn't fully understand it at that point, but when the project came out, I seen how wide it went. And I seen, like he said, he like, man, I don't like the energy at the shows. You know, we hopping off of stages, getting into fights with niggas, shootouts and every, like, that's not the energy a nigga wanna bring. I wanna bring, like, inspiration. And so I didn't fully understand it, but once the project came out and I start seeing the difference. I start seeing people coming with resumes, people coming in telling, bro, like, man, I'm in college, I'm staying in college because of your message. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I said, that's the point where I said, oh, this, you know, bro, this is genius. And from that came the Marathon Continues mixtape. And, you know, the clothing brand, trying to figure out what to call the clothing brand, came Marathon Clothing. And, you know, like you say, Marathon OG, and just that, those are the branches that came from, you know, from the Marathon brand.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things, you know, obviously that y'all made known was Crenshaw, right? So you talked about the Bulls Have No Names. We talked about the Marathon mixtape, but talk about the importance of when that Crenshaw mixtape and the business plan behind that hit the streets and what it was like going through it at that time.
I think for me, I remember when I first got out, Hustle and Adam was doing the MySpace, you know, and I didn't know what that exactly was, but they finna start building the touring, and, you know, they getting verses and getting booked for shows. And I remember Adam like, man, everybody on this MySpace keep asking about this Crenshaw crew neck that Nip wore in the Hustle in the House video. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody talking about, where can I get it? So I'm fresh out, like, hold on, huh? So I'm like, all right, that's what we gonna do. So me and Fats immediately just went and tried to recreate the crew necks. And from that, the Crenshaw hoodies, and we started seeing the everybody was on the sweater. So I'm like, all right, we're gonna try to get the shop back. And we got the shop back, and moving forward, you know, Hustle, obviously, anytime we would do anything, he taking it and putting it on in every video, putting it on and just making that shit go out of here, like gold record, everybody wanted them. And we started seeing, but we were like, you know, how do we take it to the next level? And I think when the Crenshaw mixtape came out, to me, from looking back at it, that was the next level, because it was a different font. It was the old school Boys in the Hood font. Mm-hmm. You know, him and JP did the photo, and JP created it, or pulled it. I think JP, you sent it to us, or you showed us something?
Yeah, I said, why haven't we flipped this yet?
Yeah.
Made perfect sense. I'm like, this happened in your neighborhood.
Yep.
I'm like, and it's another variation of the logo. And then Hustle's the one that took ownership and was like, this is what the mixtape's gonna be called, and I'm gonna wear it on the cover. And this is gonna be the design that's attached to this project.
You
want to
come in and tell us?
Oh, yeah. I didn't, you know, there's so many things I could speak about, but, you know, Sam, hits it right on the head.
So we was talking about branding before you, when you guys were in the office, we was talking, and everything is just so iconic with the flag, the color scheme.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Nike. Like, there's certain brands, when you see it, it's like you just want to buy it just to wear it. Like, you know what I mean? Because it means something. How is that putting that play together? Like, whose idea was it to have the flag and have the red and white and have it look the way that it looks? Because it's actually very, very iconic feel to it.
That's the offspring of Hustle and I having conversations about rebranding and turning the, you know, his brand and everything he represents on his head, you know? Now, Bullets Ain't Got No Name series was, you know, like Sam said, was a classic. It's undisputable. And it was important to lay that foundation so people know, like, where he's coming from and the realities of where he's coming from. He was never one to glamorize it, of course, but just to express it, you know, in its raw format and give people an update of what's happening in the streets of L.A., because there had been so many other versions prior to it that were too nostalgic and felt like something that was borrowed from the past. Mm. And so coming with the Marathon brand, he wanted everything to be brand new. So I'm coming up with the box logo, our Marathon box logo, the flag you alluded to. We borrowed from Life Magazine.
Mm.
That's where the reference is from.
I was looking at it, I'm like, because I know the impact that the Supreme thing had on it, having the brick store. I was like, the box, they did it
people,
too.
People may feel that, and they actually referenced from someone else, right? Ours was from Life Magazine because the imagery that we created for the campaign was in black and white on film. Mm. When all of our counterparts and everybody was going digital because it was more cost effective and it had you can upload it a lot quicker.
Yeah.
We went the complete opposite way against the grain and we went with black and white film. And so one of the publications that I always liked and I brought to the table was Life Magazine. And so that's where we borrowed the concept for that. And then with the flag, that was, you know, every movement has its flag, so we had to have ours. And so, again, Hustle always came up with these, like, really concise and specific ideas, and then he just handed it off to me for execution. And it always worked out.
Even the color red, it just popped, like, y'all talked about that?
I would say so. I mean, we could have, of course, you know, instinctively, people probably felt Hustle would want to go with blue, but just red and white just pops out.
Yeah. I read a book where it's like most fast food restaurants is red and yellow. Something about red, it's an appealing color. It like
catches your
appetite. It gets your appetite going as well.
Burger King, McDonald's, KFC.
Wendy's, almost every, if you notice, every fast food company uses red in some capacity.
Also represents passion, you know, like your heart. Okay. Usually, so there's different colors that people identify with different emotions, and red definitely, you know, makes sense for our brand.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.